And to Japan now, where the country's police agency says the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami now tops 9,000, but that figure is going to rise. A police spokesperson from one of the hardest-hit areas, Miyagi, estimates the death toll in his region alone will eventually top 15,000. Thousands of people are still missing, tens of thousands more homeless. And as the humanitarian relief effort continues, the BBC's Roland Burke has been talking to some residents of Rikuzen Takata.
A week and a half ago, this place was home to 23,000 people. It is Rikuzen Takata, a town by the sea. Now, everything here was swept away by the tsunami. There's a concrete hospital over there that's still standing, a post office, but it's four stories high and there's debris on the roof. Apart from that, all that remains is the foundations of homes, in some cases, not even that. And the destruction stretches right up the valley, far beyond where anyone would possibly have imagined that a tsunami would threaten them. Now, over here is a young man. He's wearing a tracksuit. He's got socks over his hands because of the cold. And he's standing on all that's left of a building, just a floor. So, did you live here?
This was where my parents lived. My father was swept away and he is missing. My mother has survived and is at an evacuation centre. We used to have a clothes shop here and this used to be our living area.
And have you found anything? You were looking for things. Have you found anything?
I have found the floorboards. I'm going to take this with me. This is all I can find.
Just the floorboards?
Yes.
What are you going to do with it?
A memorial.
A memorial?
Yes.
A large group of police officers have arrived in buses. They're all wearing protective gear, masks and helmets. And they're looking at a map of what this town did look like to begin some of the recovery operation. Some of the police officers have got out a stretcher. Simply impossible to imagine finding anybody alive here, there. This is a search for the dead. And just over here, there's three people, an old man, an old woman, and a younger man. The old man's walking with a stick that looks like he's cut from a tree. And they're standing, just looking at a huge mound of wood and wreckage. You live just here? It's a pile of rubble. So can you recognise the layout of the streets? I mean, what was on the opposite side of the street here, for example? It's flat now.
That was a clothes shop. The lady lived on her own. When the earthquake hit, we said, let's run. But she said she would be all right in her three-story house, and she'd stay on the rooftop. She went inside, and look what happened. She's missing, probably dead.
Now, looking at this town, it's been completely flattened. Do you think it's ever going to be rebuilt?
We can't do a lot without the government's help. It'll be Takata Village, not a city, because we've lost so many people. 2,000 people are dead.
Even that may be optimistic. To rebuild Rikuzen Takata, they're going to have to start from scratch. And after such a huge wall of water came through here, who would want to live here again?
The BBC's Roland Burke, reporting from Rikuzen Takata in northern Japan.